Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Soybean seed treatments aren't working at the moment in Illinois, and there's nothing a farmer can do. Todd Gleason has more from East Central Illinois.
If you drive around much, you'll have noted some drown-out areas in soybean fields, probably across the whole of the Corn Belt. Those are pretty easy to spot, but there are some areas that look like they've not been underwater, at least not for very long, if at all, and they've wilted back and showing signs of seedling diseases, says University of Illinois Extension plant pathologist Nathan Klicheski.
Why am I seeing these diseases now? You got to remember, these beans have been in the ground for 30, 40 days. Most of them by now, and our seed treatments are going to give us 2 weeks, 3 weeks of protection. So under perfect conditions, you're going to see about 3 weeks of protection. We're well past that point now.
And while it is unusual, the plant clinic at the University of Illinois has been getting in samples of treated soybeans that are clearly suffering from seedling diseases.
Think about how the environment we had and the conditions we had after planting. So you remember we planted, it was really warm and wet there for a while. So you can imagine initially this plant would have germinated from the seed and starting to throw off roots. And then what we're seeing here on those initial roots, see how they're very white and stiff? This is because the outer part of that cortex sloughed off. And usually this is a sign of a Pythium infection. And maybe there was also some Rhizoctonia infection. So this sort of canker that you see here would be indicative of Rhizoctonia.
There's nothing to do at this point, says Klicheski. Spraying a fungicide on won't do any good. Well, if things dry out, the plants may recover. Still, there will be some stand loss, but most likely not much yield impact. I'm Todd Gleason.
The Pork Checkoff and the National Pork Producers Council co-sponsor the leadership development program called the Pork Leadership Institute. Shannon Schultz, who farms in Arizona, has a show pig business. Schultz says there is an active show circus in states like Arizona and in California.
I think it's really important that as our generations of agriculturalists get older and older and older, and the average age of our farmers are older, it's important to get those kids involved in agriculture. And a lot of those kids will never be farmers, but it's a great way to teach kids about responsibility and ethics and what we do on the farm.
Pig farmers and industry stakeholders from throughout the country are eligible to participate in the Pork Leadership Institute. Schultz says the class is diverse and there are many opportunities to learn from his fellow producers.
I'm one of the smaller-ended people with 50 sows, and there's guys here that represent Smithfield Farms that have tens of thousands. And it's nice to see the differences and get to learn from each and everybody else's perspective. I think we all care about the animals, and that's what it's about. You know, we love doing what we do, raising pigs.
With this leadership program, participants travel to Washington, D.C., Des Moines, and the international location. To learn more about the Pork Leadership Institute, pig farmers should contact their local state pork council or pork producer association. The Department of Agriculture says at least 18 outbreaks of the Newcastle disease have been confirmed in backyard chickens in Southern California. The outbreaks prompted the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service to issue a warning to commercial poultry operations. The infected backyard chickens were found in Los Angeles and San Bernardino in May and June. In the USDA statement, the agency says the virus is not a food safety concern and no human cases have ever occurred. The virus has not been found in commercial poultry in the United States since 2003. The Ag Central Radio Network invites you to join us inside agriculture on our 7-station network. 660 Keys News Radio in Williston, 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot, Thunder 106.1 Lisbon and Fargo, 98.3 in Carrington, Ag News 890 Lisbon and Fargo, KKAA 1560 in Aberdeen, and 103.1 HD3 in Valley City. Stick around, we have much more inside agriculture straight ahead. Don't turn that dial. Keep it right here. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson.